Hey, beautiful day for a ball game. Game three, Mets and A's, and you have Mark Vientos hitting second today. Carlos, are you reaching down to the AAA numbers? Vientos is 4-for-8 lifetime against the A starter, Mitch Spencer. What's the decision behind that today?
Coincidence, I guess. No, you know, I like how Vientos is swinging the bat. He's a bat as a whole. So I just decided to go with him today in there.
What do you like about that two spot? What is, you know, the leadoff spot has its place, the cleanup spot has its place. What do you like about the two hitter?
Yeah, it's a combination of a lot of things depending on the matchup, who's behind and who's in front of them. It comes up a lot in huge situations, especially towards the end of the game. Just like I said, there's times where I feel like, you know, whether it's a lefty, whether it's, you know, who's hot, the matchup right on right, left, right. So there's a lot that goes into it. And today I just decided to go with Vientos.
And Brandon Nimmo gets the day off. I know he's still kind of trying to find that swing. What have you seen from him? What have your talks with him been like?
Yeah, just trying to stay positive with him. You got to grind through it. And he's going through it right now. He's working hard. He's just off, you know. He's missing a lot of pitches that he can do damage with. Feels like at times he's just trying to put the ball in play as opposed to just trying to do damage. Again, he's tinkering with some of the mechanics adjustment that he's going through right now. And, so he'll get through it.
Game could be so frustrating for guys that have had it figured out in the past. I know Pete truly probably has struggled in the last few weeks, but last night, kind of a breakout game. What kind of signs had you seen from him over the last few weeks?
Yeah, probably the past 10 days or so. He had a really good game in Colorado. And then obviously in Seattle, we faced a really good pitching staff. But, you know, the conviction, the timing, and we saw it the past couple of days. Obviously, yesterday, a huge night for him. And, you know, it's important for us if we want to get going here. Pete's going to be right there in the thick, you know, in the middle of our lineup. And, you know, he's a big part of this team. And like I said, if he gets hot, we could be pretty dangerous.
You also have Luis Torrens in there today catching, Jose Quintana also, of course, in the starting lineup. And I know you've had Alvarez with Quintana the last couple games. Why Torrens today?
Yeah, day game after a night game. It's one of those where trying to keep Albie fresh as much as possible and get Louis in there. You know, he's been huge for us. But I think it was just more like the quick turnaround after catching back-to-back games. And I just, you know, want to make sure we're smart with Albie.
When you have the catcher-pitcher relationship, is it something that you have to kind of be mindful of when you do decide to pair two guys together?
Where we at now in the season and, you know, Louis been here and I feel comfortable with anybody catching, you know, anybody, you know, whether it's Louis this time catching Quintana or, you know, the relationship with Albie and not only Quintana, but with the other guys. So, like I said, those guys have done a tremendous job and I'm pretty comfortable, you know, catching Louis with anybody. And today is the case with Quintana.
And then as we started with Mitch Spence, who's pitching today for the A's, he was a Yankee for a long time, was a Rule 5 pick of the A's. What do you remember about hearing about Mitch Spence? He never did pitch for the Yankees, but always a minor league guy.
Yeah, and he came up, you know, in spring training and threw some innings for us. He's a guy that's going to move the ball around. He's going to try to keep hitters off balance, nothing overpowering, but a lot of movement on the pitches, you know, whether it's the sweeper, the slider, the cutter, the two seams. So, again, this is a guy that is going to try to move the ball around, and we just got to get him in the zone. We have to control the strike zone and be ready for pitches that we can do damage with.
All right, Carlos, thank you so much.
You got it.